Hi, my name is Jared Carter. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I can't even tell you why they call them Apple Jacks if they don't taste like apples. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, has experienced living with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Oh, emotions. When they work well, they can be really helpful. When a baby is hungry or uncomfortable, their emotions trigger a loud wailing siren sounding thingy that lets us know it's time to obey them. When I feel anxious, that anxiety can serve as a savior, rescuing me from potentially dangerous situations, helping me to avoid unnecessary pain. And when you feel angry, it can drive you to address issues of injustice against yourself or others. And justice is a good thing, a pillar of shalom. But sometimes our emotions lie to us. Sometimes they don't reflect reality, the way the world really is. They can keep us living out our God-given potential or engaging in meaningful relationships, and can even go so far as distorting our view of God and His love for us. I used to work for a smart home company, and one of the perks that came with the job was the chance to take home smart home devices to test. If you're unfamiliar with smart devices, good for you. I consider them to be among the list of many things intended to make our lives easier, while not doing that at all. In this case, motion sensors that trigger light bulbs to turn on, you know, so you don't have to risk damaging your finger when you flip the light switch. Light bulbs that change color when it rains, because God knows how time-consuming it is to look out the window and see the rain yourself. Or, in my case, a door sensor that sets off an alarm when triggered to keep the bad guys out, or to keep me and my family from sleeping. I really wanted this to work. We didn't live in the greatest neighborhood. We didn't have a security door. But with the door sensor alarm combo, at least we would get a heads up when someone was about to murder us. But the thing kept going off for no reason. I wanted it to work so bad I kept it. I'd try resetting it, replacing the battery, anything I could do. But at least 3 nights a week, we would awaken to this screeching alarm. I finally had to get rid of it. Security alarms can be really helpful when installed properly and with devices made by a reliable company. My little security system, on the other hand, not so helpful at all. It told me there was danger when there was no danger. And isn't this true of anxiety? Or any emotion, really? Telling us things that aren't true? Like when depression tells me that there's no reason to go on. A rational me can look around and see a million reasons why my presence is better than my absence. There are people who love me, who need me, who rely on me. There are good things I do and have the potential to do. There's beauty, and there's art. There's friends and community and second and third and fourth chances. And in God, there's purpose. Depression says none of that is true. Depression is a liar. Anxiety can tell me that saying yes to that invitation to a fun get-together will result in pain or danger, when the only thing I'm in danger of is eating too much of that 7-layer taco dip. It may tell me to stay home on a Sunday morning, when I need the encouragement and challenge and everything else that comes with attending our church's worship service. I need my emotions. But when I'm ill, when I'm mentally ill, my emotions become far less helpful. In some cases, they become downright deadly. This is a huge part, maybe the biggest part, of why we pursue recovery. The better our mental health, the more our emotions are reflections of the way the world really is. Mental health recovery, it's like giving our emotions a truth serum. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Whatever is true. What's true is God loves you. What's true is the world is better with you in it. What's true is that recovery is possible. even if every emotion within you says it's not. Don't believe the lies. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Listener, if you have a moment, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and during this month, we're asking that you consider making a financial gift to help us continue our important work. In addition to this podcast, we coordinate mental health first aid trainings, teach churches about the dangers of mental health stigma, we host peer support groups, and help people get connected with local mental health resources. We're completely funded by the support of generous individuals like yourself. To donate, just go to blessthisbrain.com and click the dun-da-da-da, you guessed it, donate button. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.